Reading the poets has been the dullest of things. Even reading the great novelists of the past, I said.
Mama had a chicken.
Mama had a cow.
Dad was proud. He didn't care how.
Great Buddha.
Cow.
Great Buddha.
Chicken.
Biti z masko. V današnjem kulturnem offsajdu se posvečamo maskam, a ne tistim, na katere ste morda sprva pomislili. Kljub očitni funkcionalni razliki med obema vrstama mask, torej med tisto, ki naše obraze krasi v vsakdanjem življenju, ter tisto, o kateri bo govor danes, pa obe vrsti mask povezuje nenadejana sorodnost. Obe nam zakrijeta del obraza, kar našim sogovornikom, v drugem primeru pa našim gledalcem, onemogoči dostop do dobršnega dela informacij o naših čustvih, čustvenih stanjih. Če imamo masko, zgolj poveznjeno čez usta nam seveda preostaneta nasmešek v očeh ter krimljenje z rokami. A k kateremu izraznemu sredstvu se obrnemo, ko nam maska zastre še čez očise in dalje? Pogovarjali smo se z gledališkima ustvarjalcema in pedagogoma Alenko Marinič ter Justinom Durelom, ki te dni v sklopu festivala sodobnega cirkusa in klovnade Clown Booth izvajata delavnico Lavralne maske. Termin lavralna maska se po eni strani nanaša na tehniko, ki jo je v zadnjih desetletjih prejšnjega stoletja razvijal francoski gledališki režiser in pedagog Jacques Lecoq. Po drugi strani pa na masko narejeno iz papirmašeja, s pomočjo katere se omenjena tehnika izvaja. Sama maska v osnovi izvira z bazelskega festivala Fasnacht, kjer se je z njo seznanil Lecoq. V Bazlu so umetniki na njo slikali obrazne poteze, Lecoqa pa je navdušila njena neobdelana, povsem bela različica. Za razliko od brezizrazne usnjene neutralne maske, ki jo je Lecoq prav tako uporabljal v okviru svojih eksperimentalnih študij igravčevega ali bolje igrivega telesa, je larvalna maska strukturirana tako, da izraža najbolj elementarna človeška čustva. Posamezne larvalne maske niso niti neutralne, niti izrazne, ampak so nekje med strukturom in človeškim obrazom. Pridevnik larvalna izhaja iz latinske besede larvajem, ki je v osnovi pomenil masko oziroma duh. V formulaciji Karla Linneja pa je zadobil biološki smisel faze nezrelosti v življenjskem ciklu živali. Srednji smisel nas navaja na idejo, da larvalna maska za performerja pomeni umestno fazo med neutralnostjo in izraznostjo, kar nam natančneje pojasni Durel.
Lecoq has a nice way of framing this whole thing with neutrality, which is like, if you sit down in a cafe and you watch people walking by, you might say to yourself, like, oh, as Alenka mentioned, there's a tired person. Oh, there's an excited person. Oh, there's someone who's probably grumpy most of the time. All these characters come by. And we read this from their walk somehow, and the way they are in the world, the way they hold their face, the way they hold their body. And so the question then is prompted, how do we know? Like, we could say this person is anxious, and I can tell that they're anxious because they're walking very fast, with a very fast rhythm. But how do we know that rhythm is fast? Mm-hmm. One rhythm is fast, the other is slow. So where is the rhythm that is neither fast nor slow, just the rhythm? And then this extends to everything. Where is the person who doesn't walk too haughtily or too down? Where is the person who doesn't walk with a skip or too fixed, too loose, too fixed? Where is the person that just walks without any character, without any emotions, without any dramatic happenings impressed on the body? So this is where the idea of the neutral mask comes from.
Iskanje osebe, ki samo hodi, če se izrazimo z ravno slišanimi Turelovimi besedami, je za performerja vse prej kot enostavna naloga. Navodila, ki sta jih Marinič in Turel podajala udeležencem na včerajšnji delavnici, so jih usmerjala najprej v občutenje maske ter njene strukture, potem pa v postopno zlepljenje lastnih občutenj z izrazi, ki so v maski zgolj nakazani. Zaradi subtilnosti maske performer svojega telesa ne sme uporabljati niti na preveč, niti na premalo intenziven način, kar ga primora k uravnovešenosti in konsistentnosti lastnega izraza. Maska tako za performerja predstavlja togo omejitev, v kateri se mora naučiti najti igrivost. Tako da telo kljub odsotnosti določenih potez ostaja živo in komunikativno. Več Marinič.
Kot prvo, maska v bistvu zahteva eno določeno raven prezence, ki jo mora igralec nekako zaslužiti, tako nekako pravimo. V bistvu, te maske so narejene iz papirmašeja, kar pomeni, da so dosti trde in ti moraš nekako svojim telesom nekako podobiti to trdoto, ki jo maska ima, da mi lahko kot občinstvo v bistvu to sliko sploh sestavimo. Drugač vidimo samo nek karton v bistvu na tvojem obrazu. Druga stvar pri larvalnih maskah, ki je zelo pomembna, je to, da v bistvu zelo slabo vidiš v tej maski. In se ne moreš zanašati na svoj vid, ki je v bistvu zelo nek tak dominanten čut. Ampak moraš v bistvu začeti čutiti z celim telesom, z hrbtom. V bistvu so to vse stvari, ki jih čist imamo, pa so nam dostopne z sluhom, ampak ta maska te nekako tako omeji, da pol moraš te čute v bistvu še malo povečati in potem tudi mogoče reagiraš iz enega malo manj intelektualnega prostora. Kot tretja pa to, da si tudi v bistvu, ki so tako preproste, pa tako, po eni strani so pa tudi zelo stroge, kaj ti dovoljujejo telesno. In če to formo v bistvu spustiš, kaj jo podavljaš to masko, kakor smo danes tudi na delavnici videli, pač maska ne deluje več in morate učiti v tene konsistentnosti, da moraš tam biti in poiskati v tem zelo nekem oskem prostoru, kam greš lahko naprej, kaj te pa lahko pol tudi kasneje uči, da si res konsistenten, da ostaneš v nečem in probaš iz tistega graditi, ne pa da iščeš neke izhode v enih drugih, čist pozah ali v enih drugih čustvih, pa še res te prisil, da si res samo, tam.
Larvalna maska v širšem kontekstu Lecoqovega pristopa k učinkoviti organizaciji performerjevega telesa, za katerega Simon Murray v svoji študiji zapiše, da je temeljil v povezavi športa, telesa in gledališča, pomeni zgolj eno fazo. Performerji in igralci, ki se izobražujejo po Lecoqovi tehniki, ponavadi začnejo z neutralno masko, ki jo lahko usporejamo s stanjem zarodka pred rojstvom. Nato pa postopoma napredujejo proti fazi klovnovskega nosu, v kateri odkrivajo svojega lastnega klovna, ki je samo njihov in od nikogar drugega. V začetnih fazah se prek utelešanja prvin, kot sta ogen in voda, spoznavajo z organizacijo svojega lastnega telesa. V zaključnih fazah pa se vedno bolj usmerjajo v arhitekturo prostora, ki je za njih artikulirana v obliki uprizoritvenih žanrov, kot sta melodrama in tragedija. Več pojasnita Marinič in Turel.
So in that sense, there's the one part about like, training the performer, and then the other part that's these different maps of these different dramatic territories. It's what Lecoq calls them, dramatic territories: tragedy, melodrama, buffon, commedia.
These things, I think it's the difference when you learned about the elements. This is about you as a player, because you embody different rhythms. Fire has a different rhythm than air, and different rhythm than water, and different rhythm than ground, and how you can embody that we can see that. And this all expands you in terms of you personally as a player. In contrast, when you go into the melodrama, you are much more in space. It's not only about you. Melodrama, tragedy happens really in the space. It's very hard to do just the melodrama if you think about it just internally. In this style, you have to put it really much in the space, so it expands to a bigger, it's a territory. It's not only about your personal process, but it's bigger. But these elements are like, Lecoq was very basic in that sense, and they would, yeah, teach you about rhythm, about texture, how to transpose fire with your human body. That when we look at it, we all agree, this looks like fire. Which as well prompt a very interesting, sometimes questions in terms of different cultures, because it's predominantly more Western style. But then sometimes I wonder what it would be if a person from Papua New Guinea would come and say, would they see the fire? Would they see fear? How do they experience all these things?
Simon Murray v svoji študiji zapiše, citiramo, da sta bila razvoj in natančna formalizacija igralskih tehnik na zahodu fenomen 20. stoletja. Konec citata. V to skupino gledaliških tehnik uvrščamo tudi na slovenskih tleh priljubljeno metodo Stanislavskega, od katere se Lecoqova tehnika razlikuje v več pomembnih ozirih. Več o tem povesta Mahnič in Durel.
It's kind of the opposite of method in Stanislavski technique, where you enter the psychology of the character, and then through the psychology you arrive at the form. Whereas Lecoq, being this person who is obsessed with spatial relationships and architecture and stuff, you find the structure, you find the form, and then you breathe life into that, and you access the psychological world of this character through the physical structure of the character.
When we are confronted with the classical theater and with the text, we probably would say, this feels sad. Sadness goes like this. And then you would embody it, and then you would feel it out. So maybe this is what would be our process, instead of finding the sadness inside us.
Yeah, and if you look at it from this character's perspective, because, I've heard from older Lecoq people that one of the first, British actors who went to Lecoq in the 60s came back, and they first found their success doing Shakespeare. Because if you have language like that, as you said, as she's mentioned earlier, you spend a certain amount of time at this training just embodying a word. How does this word move in your body, right? If you have poetic text that juicy, or if you've studied elements and you know how to embody a thunderstorm, then you know how to do the key scene in King Lear, you know? And they found a lot of success in Shakespeare before they found success doing their own work.
Their eyes work. Yeah. But Shakespeare was supposedly strongly inspired by Commedia dell'arte.
Yeah, so yeah.
Jacques Lecoq je v svoji knjigi Poetično telo o vlogi gledališkega pedagoga zapisal, citiramo, jaz sem nihče. Sem neutralna točka, prek katere se moraš pomakniti, da se naučiš bolje artikulirati svoj lastni gledališki glas. Tu sem zato, da postavljam in samo zato, da postavljam prepreke na tvojo pot, tako da se naučiš najti pot okrog njih. Konec citata. Za Lecoqov način dela je značilen horizontalni odnos med igralcem in pedagogom, zaradi česar je pogosto poudarjal, da sta odnos režiser-igralec ter pedagog-igralec dva kvalitativno različna odnosa. Študent igre ali giba se mora naučiti iskati vedno nove priložnosti za izraz, kar lahko lepo povzamemo z enim izmed temeljnih konceptov Lecoqove tehnike, konceptom igre oziroma LŽ. Za konec današnje oddaje nam koncept igre pojasni Marinič.
The play, le jeu, the player, to play, which in English they have the difference between an actor who acts out and the player who plays. In Slovene we say igralec, ki se igra, ki igra in se igra. And we don't have it so split, ne? But the difference between the actor who acts these big melodramatic things and the player who finds the play in everything. And Coupeau was highly inspired by, for instance, children's play, five-year-old children, four-year-old children that find play when they're in the flow of a play. They find play in everything. And that was as well one of the really important aspects of this pedagogy for the actors, that you don't get stuck, but you find the joy of playing, and what is joyful to play, and then it's much more joyful to watch.
Oči zastrte gledal je Jaka.
Reading the poets has been the dullest of things. Even reading the great novelists of the past, I said,
Mama had a chicken.
Mama had a cow. Dad was proud. He didn't care how.
We do that.